Hello, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the Smooth Spirit Radios. This is the afternoon delight on this beautiful 4th of July. Guys, it has been an honor to just be here. Let's just talk about June 10th. That is the main 4th of July for me, you know. As an African-American woman, I just celebrate that we have, you know, ancestors that helped us be free in today's society. Even though it's not perfect, I'm glad that we're not in the years that they had to fight and had to battle and had to persevere to get freedom so that we can sit in our yards, so we can have our own houses, so we can live in this world. Okay, guys, so we can vote. But guys, I wanted to go on today because I just had to. Guys, you know what? I think it's a beautiful thing. I just started up a mommy's group on Facebook. So if you're a mommy and you're listening to this, go to mommy's group. It's M-O-M-M-Y apostrophe S group. And you will find it on Facebook, and it has a big mama's hat, and it says Mom Squad as the picture. That is our group. Join in. Do it. I'm going to have a lot of stuff that's going on in that group. You will meet a lot of beautiful women. I'm doing it for all colors, no matter what you are. But I'm getting a lot of black queens and black women. So I want it to be diverse so we can all come together as one. I don't care what you look like. We want to have mommies in there because mommies need it too, okay? And we can have ideas thrown, suggestions, everything, okay, guys? Mommies to be everything. So without further ado, I'm just going to get started with today's topic. And today's topic is, honey, we is changing people's lives around here. I don't know if you guys have witnessed, but Hailey Bailey will be starring as Ariel in the live action mermaid. Okay, God, I am super duper excited for that. Do you not understand how far we came as a black community to actually have one of our black queens represented as it's more so like a life changing situation, okay? Everybody know Ariel is the daughter of Zeus. Poseidon. Sorry. Whoop. Wrong god. but Poseidon, okay? So she is half fish. Baby, she is whole fish, okay? So honestly, everybody has been uproar, hint, hint, you know, Caucasian people, sorry. A lot of Caucasian people are upset about that because they just think, you know, it's supposed to be a white person to do this role. But in my point of view, this is a free for all role. Why? Because she is a mermaid. Okay? She ain't no, and a mermaid can be anybody. It can literally be anybody. You can have a black mermaid. Okay? You can have an Asian mermaid. You can have a Hispanic mermaid. It's so many chances of being somebody. It's just so amazing that we got a black sister doing a live action, okay? I'm just so excited because we have came along the way. We had our own Cinderella. And you know what? When I was growing up, I didn't understand the importance of having our own Cinderella. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I ain't like Cinderella, period. Like, me and Cinderella, I just didn't like her. I really didn't like her. I didn't even care if we had our own black Cinderella. That's how much I didn't like Cinderella. I don't know why. I just felt like she was just one of them typical damsel in distress women that relies on, you know, a prince to come and save her and stuff like that. And, you know, she can go to the ball and then the glass slipper and ever happy ever after and boo hoo. Yeah, no, I just don't like that story. But now, having that, I have a beautiful, beautiful baby, not only one, but two beautiful girls. They need to learn the importance of being a Me Too. And not saying like, okay, Yeah, me too. I was involved. No. Say, we can be princesses too. You know, my daughter, I call my daughters princesses all the time and queens in training because they need to understand that they are. You know, I make sure she's known that she doesn't have to be Princess Tiana or Princess Cinderella or anything. She could be Princess Anai or Princess Delilah, you know? Let yourself be a princess, and I want to share with that with everybody. It doesn't matter what color you are. That's not the point. The point is that we could all be a princess, no matter what color we are, no matter where we came from, no matter where we're going, we all princesses and queens. I would love to see a movie about Prince. You know, I think Prince deserves movies. And why not have a black prince? We had Lion King. Yes, we do. But why not have a live action boy prince learning that he's a prince and he's a king? And then he comes and rules the world. Like, that would be so amazing. And then it'd be like a black movie just for, you know, our black kings growing up. Because we really don't see a lot of black kings, okay? I mean, we have Lion King, but he was a lion. You know, we all know he was from the motherland, you know? But let's just get us a black king that didn't know he was a king. And then he learned, you know, as he was growing up, that he was in fact a king and he was ruling, you know, the kingdom. I would love to see that. That helped my son and my friend's sons and friends of a friend's son learn that you are also a king. Don't get it twisted. You are a prince growing to be a king one day. So yes, guys, I had to make that announcement. I think it's so beautiful. You know, we live in this world where it's so like intimidating and so like color focused when we should all just be happy in who we are. I know for a fact we just had to go through the Chris Brown situation where me as a fellow dark-skinned woman, I personally did not get offended of what he said because he didn't say he doesn't like dark-skinned women with he just said he liked girls with good hair. So a lot of people took that as he said he don't like dark-skinned women and he don't like black girls. He wants a girl with good hair. But in my opinion, that means that we don't know our value as beautiful women with beautiful hair, okay? That is something that we have to take in charge. Now, if you got offended about, you know, girls with beautiful hair, he didn't describe what he thought was beautiful hair. He just said he liked black girls with beautiful hair. Now, you could take that as, oh, he think my nappy hair is not cute. No. You think your nappy hair is not cute, so now you're in defense. But I'm not going to take that in defense because I'm a beautiful black woman with beautiful black hair. I have 4C type of hair and baby, it is shrinkage for the guys. But you know what? I don't care because I know mine is beautiful. And when I put my hair in a ponytail, I have a ponytail, okay? So why should I be offended about what somebody said? It's a preference. And also you have to go into yourself and think, why would I be mad over what somebody says about black women and their hair being cute? You don't know if he's talking about the girl that don't know how to put a lace front on. Come on, let's just be honest, okay? I just think everybody threw that out and just went for it and threw stuff in his name. And I just feel like whether he doesn't like dark-skinned women, whether he likes light-skinned women, whether he likes Asians, whether he likes whatever, that should be his own preference. But I do see where a lot of women's coming from. You know, we all as black women, we should be together no matter what preference. But let's just be honest. We're racist towards ourselves when it comes down to colorism. I mean, I've seen a lot of light-skinned people down, you know, dark-skinned women. If you ever look in the movies, we are the sidekicks. We're never the main role. We always the sidekicks next to the beautiful light-skinned women. And I feel like that is the stereotype that we need to break. But until then, hey, it's society. I'm a beautiful black dark-skinned woman and I love every shape and color of me. But I cannot, you know, throw myself onto others that don't see my beauty. That's their problem, okay? A lot of other people see my beauty, but does that make me mad? No, it does not. Okay, I had to learn how to love myself first. And if I didn't love myself, I can't convince somebody else to love me. And that's the lesson of the day. No matter what we go through, guys, be proud of the accomplishments that we had. Not the downfalls, the accomplishments that we have and how we're going to keep going. Man, I have so much stuff that I would just love to talk about, but I just had to do that one. Please, if you can, comment, share, add, do anything. Just tell me what you loved about this topic. And as always, guys, I love you. Keep the love, peace, and blessings to my angels and angels. And always remember, beauty is in the skin deep, honey. All right. See you guys next time. Bye.